Well, there was a little bit of harmony on the horizon that we thought would be worth spending a couple seconds on today. Last week, a group of Tea Party activists and a handful of Occupy Wall Street protesters met in Memphis. There was an occasional clash of opinions, but in addition, a discussion broke out. As Congress and budget supercommittees remain gridlocked, that struck us as a minor miracle. So we've decided to invite two of the participants today to tell us what happened. Jim Tomasik is one of the organizers of the Mid-South Tea Party. It was his group that invited members of Occupy Memphis to talk to Tea Party members after an online discussion started between the two groups. Jim, welcome.
Thank you.
And we also have on the line Mallory Pope. She's a student at the University of Memphis and a member of Occupy Memphis. She and another UMemphis student took up Jim's invitation. Mallory, welcome to you as well.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And so let's start with both of you. What was your expectation, your anticipation going into this? Jim, what was your, we understand you asked police to be stationed nearby. So what was your feeling beforehand?
Well, I think it probably was a little bit mutual. I think there was reservations on both sides, I'm sure. The fact of the matter is we hadn't heard any problems out of Memphis Occupy people, and Occupy Memphis people. But, you know, it's all over the news of the stuff going on with these other groups in other places.
Did you worry that people in Guy Fawkes masks, those masks with the mustaches or, you know, yelling or pushing police barricades might, you know, burst into the room?
We had no idea. We had no idea at all.
Mallory, your thoughts going in, did you have any apprehension?
It's a lot of misinformation that goes out to both groups. But of course, on the Occupy side of it, we're seeing all these pictures of people with guns and holsters, and we hear about militias. So there was an ounce of fear that was possible, but I have good relationships with several conservatives or libertarians, and I know that it can be civil. So I wasn't really afraid of any kind of violence. I was afraid that it might get a little bit confrontational, or that people might get angry and the message would be lost there. But I had mostly expected civil discussion.
Well, so what happened? Jim, start with you. First of all, were you surprised by Mallory and the other UMemphis student who came, Tristan Tran?
Well, they showed up right there at the very beginning of the meeting on time. But before that, we were wondering if they were going to show up at all.
Were you surprised that the other UMemphis student who came with Mallory, Tristan Tran, was a veteran?
Oh, yeah, well, we knew that there were some veterans out there, but that gave us a good opportunity to discuss standing up for the Constitution. And as he noted, he was a veteran from Iraq, I believe, and he said that the Constitution is something that he took an oath to protect, and that the American flag instead of the communist flag was his flag.
Well, tell us about this, because this apparently was the concern of many in your group, that they'd seen pictures of, what, a communist flag or things that seemed to them un-American?
Well, absolutely it's un-American. The communist flag, you said at the beginning of this that I was the person that come up with the idea to invite the Occupy Memphis people to our meeting. Well, actually, it was a person who wasn't at the meeting, and her name is Lynn Moss, and her father was killed in Vietnam. And there's a lot of us that, you know, if you noticed, our crowd was a little bit on the older side, but we have some memories of people lost that never came back, and they were fighting against people waving that same flag.
Well, let me just ask Mallory. Mallory, what did you say to concerns that you and others in Occupy Memphis are un-American?
Well, my husband is a veteran. I'm a military spouse. We're active duty, so we're very patriotic. And it's a bit of a conflict within Occupy Memphis. I love the American flag. I'd rather wave that flag than any other as well. And it's mostly just a conflict that we're trying to work out amongst ourselves, making sure that nobody gets their feet stepped on.
Yeah. Well, let's get to what you found, you know, are the core beliefs of each other as you listened to Mallory speak. I mean, let me see if I've got this right, because it's been pretty much summed up in sort of a bumper sticker that Tea Party activists want big government out of people's lives, and Occupy Wall Street are focusing their anger more on the corporate influence on government and Wall Street. What did you hear, Jim, that you actually felt, you know what, I actually kind of agree with that.
Well, I really do like the point that she brought out. The voice of the people is being lost to special interest groups. And, you know, I think they're taking their fight to the wrong place. They're fighting the wrong war, and that they're going after banks and people on Wall Street when they should be going after the government that allows things to happen. And a gentleman mentioned from the audience says, well, why don't, you know, do you know what the fair tax is? That would be something that would cut out 60% of the lobbyists in Washington, D.C.
Jim, you and others feel that you want to replace income taxes with a fair tax on, let's say, a sales tax across the board, sales tax nationally. But Mallory, how does that square with you?
Well, I'm basically for everybody actually paying the taxes that they're supposed to pay. I believe that the tax situation needs to be addressed and that loopholes should be closed. I pay my taxes, and I believe that a lot of people who have a lot of money to hire lawyers to go through the system and cut corners, they base their businesses in other countries that have lower taxes, even though their companies are actually really run in the U.S. to avoid paying taxes. People are becoming very wealthy and not paying very much in taxes.
Jim, what's your sense of that? That seems to be a big concern of the OWS protesters.
Well, the whole argument, it doesn't make any sense to me. First off, under the fair tax, all the complaints that she just complained about go away. All of them.
But you know what they say, that with a fair tax, it's the people middle income and lower who tend to buy more things, so they would end up paying more taxes.
Depends on what your goal is. Some people think that the income tax code is not about raising money for the government. It's about transferring wealth from rich people to poor people.
So it sounds as if you sort of agree to disagree on things like maybe taxes. But Jim, Mallory, each of you jump in. Were there things where you started to hear, I mean, I know we're not talking about kumbaya here, but were there things that you realized you agreed on?
I would say the crony capitalism, bank bailouts. They obviously don't want bank bailouts because that's just another government expenditure. And we don't, as well as I've heard many conservative and libertarian friends say that that's not letting free markets be free. That is picking winners and losers. And
absolutely. When you start picking winners and losers, you penalize people who did things correctly, who do things right.
That's Jim Tomasik of the Mid-South Tea Party in Memphis. Mallory Pope, a student at the University of Memphis, a member of Occupy Memphis. Jim Harper of the Cato Institute is one of many on the right saying that to write off OWS protesters as hippies is a mistake. He says if their grievance about corporations buying power in Washington, that's a grievance he can sit in a drum circle on. We'll ask Jim about that thinking. We're hearing others on the right and in the Tea Party saying, wait a minute, maybe some of their grievances are those that we can agree on. More in a minute, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to our conversation with a Tea Party activist and an Occupy Wall Street protester. Mallory Pope is a student at the University of Memphis and a member of Occupy Memphis. Last week, she and fellow student Tristan Tran were invited to give a talk to members of the Mid-South Tea Party, including Jim Tomasik. And Jim, I want to start with you. Michael Prell, a strategist for the Tea Party Patriots, is another who cautions against writing off the Occupy movement. He told the New York Times, you may say that they are just babbling incoherence, but he compares that to the 60s free speech movement at Berkeley, which led to the anti-war movement, the women's movement. He says Occupy Wall Street is tapping into a gut-level instinct, a David versus Goliath that's going to resonate with people. Don't write it off. Jim, your thoughts.
Well, I agree that there are concerns here, but there seems to be an influence that's in the Occupy Wall Street that is coming from the extreme far left. One of the things that made the hair on my neck stand up was when Mr. Tran started talking about, well, we need to be able to take property away from corporations for the good of the people. Well, you know, where did he get that from? he didn't get it from the Constitution. That comes from Karl Marx and the Communist Manifesto.
Well, I mean, you know, the Supreme Court upheld a land seizure just, you know, last year. So, but
well,
I hear what you're saying.
I pointed that out to Tron. There are already laws on the books saying that the government, and actually, in my opinion, they're too strong, that they can take things like take property for the government. If government needs to put an interstate in, but to have it to where one group of people can take private property, you know, to build a commune or whatever, that goes against the principles of the Constitution.
I guess, Mallory, you hear Jim's concern, and I guess, Mallory, here's one for you. What about the concern also that there is this amorphousness, and that adds to sort of the fear about what exactly OWS is? What about moving on to the next phase? Sidney Tarrow, who's with Cornell and studies social movement, he says the occupations were important. That's how you build community, through actually being in the same space with someone. But he says it's time to move on. The encampments are running out of steam. Problems that arise are detracting from your message. We can hear Jim, you know, seeing some of these images, and they concern him. He says it's time to go to Washington and get some action. Maybe much like the Tea Party did.
Well, we're still doing it.
Yep. Well, and Mallory, what do you say?
Well, I agree. I think one thing that we're afraid to do is go and put in candidates to. We're trying to fix the system. We're not trying to put more people in it. We're trying to change it from the outside. We want to use our vote to get our decisions to happen, and we feel like a lot of us are being disenfranchised. Obviously, something has to happen, and we have to go beyond just voting. We have to get our faces out there. We have to hold them accountable on a visible level. And the occupations, I'm not really sure where that's going. I know that maybe some of them are losing steam. It might be because of the winter. And either way, I believe we do need to kind of split out from that occupation and have it'd be like meetings, much like the Tea Party has been organized, except remain that leaderless, consensus-making body.
Well,
okay, let me ask you a question there. Hold on a second. How can you organize a meeting if somebody does not take the lead? It's just like our group. We don't have a specific leader. If you go at it like, we don't want to have any direction, then you won't have any direction. And that's where I think, you know, you mentioned a minute ago that you don't want to put anybody in office. The whole idea we have is there's nobody in office that represents us. We're going to send our own representative.
We're afraid of gridlock, which is obviously what's happening in Congress. And, I mean, we could elect people right and left, and then what are we going to do when they get there? They're going to gridlock.
Well, and Mallory, it sounds like you're saying a pox on all their houses. Do I hear that right? That you want everybody to do something, not pit one politician against another?
Yes, I am. I think the majority of us are just so sick of seeing each other squabble, and it's like we've done with the Tea Party. When they invited us out, we were like, okay, this is a chance for us to discuss, to understand each other, and maybe if we can understand where people are coming from, there might be the chance to compromise.
Well, the question I put to the Occupy people was, what if the president of the bank came down outside where they were protesting, what is it that you would ask of him? Would you ask for his head? Would you ask that he write you a check? Would you ask that he close his bank? What is it that you want? Yeah. You know, before you can figure out what you want to tell, you know, demand of people, then how can we even, anybody know how to respond to that?
Mallory?
What we want is for those people who committed fraud on Wall Street. It's the banking capital finance. It's happening. It's symbolic. And to be there, we want them to be prosecuted. They've gotten away with it. They're back to making record profits, and it's fine if they want to make record profits, but they shouldn't defraud their investors and other just regular people.
Fraud is a legal term. And to have legal terms, you have to have laws, and you have to have people willing to enforce the laws or enact new laws. And you don't do that by protesting at the bank where the crime was committed. It's like, you know, it's like burning down your house because somebody broke into it. You go and change the laws.
Jim Tomasik of the Mid-South Tea Party there in Memphis, and Mallory Pope, a student at the University of Memphis and a member of Occupy Memphis. I want to thank you both so much, and I hope your conversations continue, but thanks for having some of it here.
Thank you, Mallory.
Well, how about your thoughts? Do the Occupy protesters and Tea Party activists have more in common than they know? And is it time for the Occupy movement to move to D.C.? A coalition of groups, including unions, are planning on setting up tents outside the Capitol the first week of December. Let us know your thoughts. Hereandnow.org. Just click on and leave a comment right there. Love to hear from you. The latest news is next, Here and Now.
Support for Here and Now comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. The Institute of Contemporary Art Boston, presenting Dance Draw, an exploration of art and performance, on view now, icaboston.org. And the Harvard Art Museums, presenting Prince and the Pursuit of Knowledge, exploring connections between Renaissance art and science, on view through December 10th, harvardartmuseums.org.